It's 1644, and the final touches of the Great Wall of China are finished. The wall is being used as a defense against Mongolian raiders and a border wall. The wall stands 6 to 7 meters high, and it sits about 7 meters thick, made of pure, tough brick and stone, and handcrafted by the will and strength of the Chinese people. Emperor Qin Shi Huang is satisfied with the finishes to his wall. The wall shows off the might of the Qin dynasty and is helping to protect China from the Mongolian raiders. This is one of the first border walls in the world, separating one country from another and being used to keep the Mongolians out. It effectively works in helping keep Mongols from invading and allows China to start a new prospering age. Three 317 years after the Great Wall of China is finished, the Berlin Wall is put up to divide East and West Germany and act as a border between the two. The Cold War is ongoing and the fight between capitalism and communism is raging. The border between East and West Germany keeps families apart and keeps the cultural divide between them. The wall is seen as a divide physically and ideally, harming people around the world with idealistic disputes. These people and ideas are separated for 30 long years before the wall is finally brought down at the end of the Cold War. Many people were filled with joy with the fall of the wall, and it showed the rejoining of culture and ideals in the world between the United States and Russia.
Yay!
Now, present-day America, the President of the United States wants to build a 1,000-mile-long border wall along the U.S. and Mexico. The border wall is being built to help keep out illegal immigrants that keep getting into the United States. Trump believes the wall will effectively help decrease the number of illegal immigrants that keep coming into the United States. The border wall may help keep out illegal immigrants. Small sections of fencing / wall have already been put up and are accordingly already taking an effect on the illegal immigrants trying to move in. The small sections built have already helped border security keep illegal immigrants out. Statistics show in areas that have new fencing and security have decreased in the amount of immigrants that are trying to get into the U.S. from those areas. This is a good thing. We're getting less illegal immigrants and a lot less problems from them. One problem is how will it affect the United States in the long run? Will it lead to a less diverse culture? Maybe it will be like the Berlin Wall and act as a separation of ideals as well as people and families. These are things we don't know yet, but we have to take into consideration while regarding the wall. Not only may it be a separation of culture and people, but the cost to build the wall may be ridiculously high. Millions have already been spent just to build small portions of the walls, only consisting of about 10 to 80 miles. Donald Trump wants to build 1,000 miles of wall, which will cost the United States a fortune. Is the cost of perhaps billions of dollars for a wall to keep illegal immigrants out really that worth it? In the end, the border wall may or may not be the best decision for the U.S. I'll leave that up to you guys to decide.